I'm coming into this job with my eyes open and no illusions. The words of the former Algerian Foreign Minister Lakhdar Brahimi on his new job as the UN and Arab League's envoy on the Syrian conflict. In an interview with the BBC's Lise Doucette, Mr. Brahimi described the job as nearly impossible. If he can do little, it seems likely that thousands more will die. But there are also grave fears for much of Syria's heritage, like the ancient city of Palmyra, which features Greco-Roman architecture as well as much older relics. Professor Emma Cunliffe's been documenting the damage to the country's cultural heritage sites. I started by asking her about the damage to Palmyra.
Palmyra it's mostly known as a early trading city. It's particularly famous for its Roman history, although it does go back before then. It was built on a desert oasis, so it's one of the few places you could actually cross the desert to trade. And it's very beautiful. It's been a popular tourist destination there, but unfortunately now it's been heavily damaged by looting, from what we understand, but also there's an Islamic citadel on a hill overlooking the Roman ruins, and that's been occupied by soldiers who have been shooting into the ruins to try and catch people. And there are tanks in place in large parts of the Roman city as well. So from what we understand, it's been quite badly damaged, and there are videos available on the internet now of statues and reliefs that have clearly been hacked off parts of the city.
What other sites are under threat? I mean, the Crac de Chevalier and Saladin's Castle are two sites that anybody interested in crusade history would know about. Are they under threat?
There's been one unconfirmed report about Saladin as being damaged, but I've not found anything to verify that or any pictures of the damage. Crac de Chevalier has definitely been shelled, and there was a report released earlier this year that it's also been looted.
Now, Aleppo is a site where there's been a lot of fighting, and Aleppo itself is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Have the parts of the city where the fighting's been taking place, have they been the same as the World Heritage areas?
Unfortunately so. From the news reports coming out of the country, both sides seem to feel that if they can hold the citadel, it symbolises holding Aleppo in many ways. And the citadel itself is the centre of the World Heritage Site with a very beautiful, also very historic old town around it. So unfortunately, a lot of the fighting has actually been concentrated there. As far as we can tell, the regime currently hold the citadel itself, but the other forces have made several pushes to try and take the citadel, but because, again, it's a citadel, it's built for defence, so they haven't been able to take it yet. But even the doors of the citadel, which are very old iron doors, I think they're about 1,000 years old, they were destroyed by shell fire when the citadel was first taken. So that is certainly at risk.
And in terms of even older history, the ancient villages of northern Syria, are you worried about them?
Certainly. Unfortunately, we know that several of them have been quite badly damaged by shell fire, such as Al-Bara, for example. There are many pictures of the damage to that and to several of the others. I mean, when we talk about those, there's about 600, of which 40 or so are in World Heritage Site archaeological parks. So it hasn't been possible to track the damage to all of them, unfortunately.
And how about Damascus, the capital itself? It's very, very rich in history, and particularly, I suppose, the souk, which is huge and very old and very, very complicated. Do you worry about Damascus?
There aren't as many reports of the fighting in Damascus as in areas like Aleppo, but from what I've been able to tell, it's certainly at risk. A car bomb went off in Damascus at the end of June, for example, and that was right outside the World Heritage Site, because just like Aleppo, the centre of the city is this amazing old town which has another citadel at its heart, and that's also a World Heritage Site. So I know the car bomb went off right outside the souk and the walls of the citadel. And then within the old town itself, there have been reports of fighting in the Christian quarter, for example, which is particularly famous. It has the chapel of Ananias, who was reputed to have helped Paul after he converted in the Christian New Testament, and also houses the place where he's said to have escaped over the walls, and many other sites of famous historical events.
And I remember when the Taliban blew up the Bamiyan Buddhas, there were a few people who said, well, you need a sense of perspective. You need to look at what's happening to human beings before you look at what's happening to heritage. What do you say to that?
I have never believed it needs to be one or the other. For me, heritage, I think, was best described by UNESCO when they called it the soul of the nation. And the thing about this history, this amazing, wonderful history, is at the end of the day, it was built by people and it is for people, and it is people who use it and reuse it and make it a part of themselves. It always comes back to the people. And if we are talking about changing international laws, I don't see how that takes anything away from looking at the people. If we talk about soldiers going in and just protecting the sites while they're there, they're going in to self-protect the people. I don't think it has to be one or the other.
Professor Emma Cunliffe, speaking to me on Skype.